Good afternoon. This is Jim Adlin.
Hey, Jim. This is John over at Local Splash giving you a call back here, sir. I just want to kind of follow up with you to go ahead and further discuss regarding getting the business up on Google and everything there. Did I call you at a better time?
Yeah, this is better.
All right. Perfect. I know last week kind of left off there, you know, just make sure that your business is not going to be found in a specific areas. So kind of want to branch off of that and say that, yes, we can really go ahead and make sure that you're easily found in specific areas down to the zip codes if you need to, or cities, mm-hmm. or even counties as well, too. So I just want to make sure to start off with that. Now, Jim, do you have questions? I know you've been probably called plenty of times by a company like ours, so I wanted to make sure you feel very comfortable about everything that we speak about.
Yeah, well, the main problem is that, you know, I've given people plenty of time to do what they say they're going to do in the past, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm dealing with yet another company like that now that promised me the world, and as it turned out, all they're really doing is posting generic verbiage on Facebook for me, and I'm getting like 10 hits, 10 views, right? And it's doing zero for me, and I'm paying plenty of money for that, okay? So...
Okay.
You've made yet another mistake. Grit my teeth till I snap off, but it doesn't do me any good because then I got to go to the freaking dentist. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So yeah, I'm upset. I got taken again. Once again, I got taken. Right.
Yeah.
So I trust you about as far as I can throw you. I hate to tell you that, but that's just my mindset at this point. So.
Understandable. I totally respect that, and I'm glad you're being transparent with me about it too. Kind of puts everything on the pedestal over here to say, hey, what can we do to help and be a little bit different and ease your mind to say, okay, this is something that's legit. I mean, you probably heard this before from other companies that work with Google, but we're a premier Google Channel partner. Our 4.9 star out of 5 ratings here for customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. That's just hearing from your customers here saying that, hey, listen, we do what we're going to say we're going to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, far as your traffic, we get your 60 different directories. Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, I mean, you name it, these are going to be your directories regardless, okay? So no matter what, you at least have your traffic being built to you. We get that done quick within the first 5 to 7 days. You'll be able to track it yourself, and the customers talk directly to you. So if you want to be called upon, emailed, texted, however you want to be contacted, we're flexible to make that happen for you as well, okay? It's mm-hmm. month to month. So there's no paper call, job click, or anything like that either. Now, as far as your Facebook thing that you've been talking about, is that all they did for you? Is build a Facebook business page for you, or can you talk to me a little bit more about it?
I don't think they did that much because I already had one existing. All they're doing is posting for me. That's it. Nothing more. And it's doing nothing. I'm not getting any more traffic from it at all, man. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. Huh, that's not good. Okay. And you're saying posting, like they're just putting pictures up there? I mean, they're running ads, anything, click to call, mm-hmm. anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't think they're even putting pictures up, no.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the way our Facebook pictures and all that, how that works is like this. Let's say I'm in the area and I'm in the vicinity that you want to go ahead and service to. I type in some keywords. Mm-hmm. I see your website. I see a direct line. Everything looks great. I just don't use your service at that exact moment. Well, as soon as mm-hmm. I go on my Facebook, your ads will be popping up on their feed. Now, these ads are click to call. So if they click on those ads, it directs them directly to you as well too. So it's a really good generation of service for you. But here's the thing. It's not about just building that up, right? It's about making sure that it's easily found. So having these keywords up in the phrases are fully customizable. I mean, we have our algorithms that go ahead and give you some recommendations, but at the same time, you live there. You know the lingo better than anyone. So if any time you would like to change out keywords or phrases, by all means, we give you the account login and password to do it if you're a hands-on type of guy. If not, you're too busy. We have our account management team to back you up Monday through Friday to do that for you. So mm-hmm. that's how that part works on there. Now, I'm kind of surprised that they're not doing any pictures or anything. I mean, it has to be constantly updated in order to keep getting that steady flow as well, too. Now, I see you have a website as well, the Abe Floors. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Did you build this yourself, or do you have an outsider build this?
I had someone do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, this actually looks really nice, if you ask me. You have testimonials up there on that first page and everything. So, I think it's incredible. I wouldn't touch this with anything here. I think this is really good. How do you feel about this website, though?
Well, I don't think my phone number is big enough, and I think my logo needs to be more prominent or better placed or bigger or smaller. I don't know what. It just needs to be better than it is, my logo on there. I do have a new logo, by the way, that I've never put up, and I need to put that up. So there's some changes that I'd like to make on it that I don't know how to do. So, you know, I mean, unfortunately, the woman that built it has got moved on to bigger and better things, and she just won't even respond to me anymore. So, I mean, she's got a real job now, and she's making real money, and she doesn't have time to fool with my stuff. So that's
got
the problem.
Okay. And, you know. Okay. Well, the good news is that you own that website. It's your domain. One thing that we can do is help moderate it and manage it. I mean, we don't have to build you a new one. We just need, it seems like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like there's just minuscule things that can make a difference, and those are things that we can help you with. So if you have your own, you know, a new logo that you would like to put up there, our team can work that magic for you. I mean, that doesn't sound too difficult whatsoever to me. I mean, I'm not even the tech guy on there. So.
Well, the problem with it is that it hasn't been changed in a long time, and I think Google notices that and dings you for it. If I'm not mistaken. I mean, at least that's what people are telling me. You got to keep you can't let your website go stagnant. You got to keep it live, and you got to keep it present, and you got to keep changing it. Otherwise, it just falls behind. And right now, I'm getting almost no organic business at all from my website. Almost none. And that hurts, because that's where most of my new work comes from, is people are finding me on Google, and they're calling me when they see my website.
Right.
Also, there's something called bounce rate. I need to get a lower bounce rate than I have. People see it and they move on. There's a reason for that. I don't know what. And I've said I've had numerous people tell me my content is too light on there. There's not enough words. Okay. So there's some obvious problems with it right now, and I'm sure they're not hard to rectify. I just need to get good advice and do what a good SEO person would do, and make it right, and make it count, make it do something for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, here's the thing. I already see you up on the first page of Google. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm very transparent. I'm not going to like a normal sales guy on there. So it bites me in the butt, but I'd rather be honest with you and truthful with you
and say what
we can do. Under flooring, I typed in on Google, flooring near St. Louis, and yeah, you're not at the top or anything, but hey, you're on there at least. The thing is the traffic. You need to be found. You need to have all the keywords. So that's just putting in flooring. If I typed in any other thing, I'm assuming already, or I think I already have an idea of what's happening right now. You're not conquering all the keywords.
What happens when you put in hardwood flooring?
Exactly. Yeah, let me try that right now.
A hardwood floor contractor, or hardwood floor refinishing.
Let me see. Well, actually, here's the crazy thing. On hardwood, you're going up even higher. So you're higher on that than regular flooring. So specifics, you know. Now, let me ask you, what's the most profitable for you as far as the flooring systems?
The most profitable thing is when I do installations, because I make money on the wood, on the installation, and the sand and finish.
Okay.
I make money three ways on an installation. It's more liability, and it takes longer, and it's harder work, but probably that's where I'm making my best money. Okay.
Gotcha.
Second to that is sand and finish, because installation takes longer, it's more liability, it's just more risk, I should say, and more takes longer to do. Sand and finish is in and out, and my guys are getting older, and they're really more geared to sand and finish than they are installation. They just take too long to install. Just once we get done with our installation tools, then we've got to put them away and break out our sanders. And so they just eat up more time. Now, I did say they're more profitable, but as my guys age in, probably they're becoming less and less profitable without me realizing it, you know? I mean, if we can do three sanding jobs in a week and only one installation, I'm probably actually better off with the sand and finish part.
You know, let me take a look at something else. I don't want to say anything, just get hopes up, because it's a different service it's the elite service that we have. I want to see if it's available for your area. Because, I mean, you're already up on there. I want to make sure you're seeing results. That's a huge thing. Now, let me ask you this. As far as your business, do you have a business license and insurance on that or no?
I don't have to have a license in St. Louis. It's interesting. Okay. You don't have to have a business license to do business here.
Okay.
I've never had one, never needed to. No one's ever really made a big deal out of that. I am listed with the state of Missouri, you know, as a legit business. So I do have that much, you know. But I don't actually have a business license per se.
Okay. Okay. No, that's
and
okay.
That's just, I don't have to, right? I don't see a need to pay the government any more than I'm already paying them, which is a substantial amount.
Cause right.
I have to pay the government for federal taxes, for state taxes. I pay a higher percentage for, my business because I have to pay taxes on the equipment that I own to make money to pay my taxes. How's that? I love that. Money on the equipment that makes me the money that helps me pay taxes.
They find a way to get taxes in there somehow, huh?
Well, yeah, they always figure that out. So my point is, if I don't have to have a license, you can be sure I'm not going to have one.
Right, of course. I looked in the area right now. You don't have to yet. You have to have, for this service that I've been bringing up, all right, so I'm just kind of conquering things down step by step here. Does your business have insurance, though?
Yes.
Okay. That is so there are only two requirements they have for this. Again, I have to still make sure that it's still even available. But it's pass a background check and it has business insurance. Those are the two requirements to even do this elite service. Now that I know that's all we need, I'm going to take a look to see if it's even available. Because the way this is, it's a lead generation service. Nothing like you've heard before, I assume. Because right now you're on the first page of Google. I'm not that. Go ahead.
For which search terms, though?
All of them.
If I'm not in the top three, I'm not sure how good that really is, actually. If I'm on the first page, that's okay, but top three is really where you want to be.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm going with. Again, I don't want to put anything out there just yet. Let's just put it this way. That's on the local map section. This will be called Google Guaranteed. It's the elite service of Google products that they can give, okay, for business owners such as yourself. So, again, I just don't want to get too much hopes up. I just need to make sure to see if it's even available here in your area. What that elite service is, it's Google backing you up. Let's put it that way, where they even insure. So if I was a customer looking up, I don't know, floor installers nearby, right, and mm-hmm. I see in the very top, it's literally the very top, above that local map section. And you'll see some businesses that has Google Guaranteed kind of highlighted in green. That's what I'm talking about right there. So as a customer, I'm like, oh, wow, they're guaranteed that they get this service done. So regardless if something happened, Google will go ahead and insure you up to $2,000 themselves. Now, how this lead service works is, let's say you have a – like, you do this, right, and you have a minimum of, you can get 13 leads per month, right? I'm just spitting numbers out, so as an example. And you pay for 13 leads, that's great, it replenishes. Now, let's say you don't get those 13 leads. Well, you get 10 leads. You only pay for those 10 leads. The rest carries on to the next month. So it gets deducted. So it's pretty incredible how this service works because even if, let's say the person gives you a call, a customer gives you a call and says, hey, I like your service. And you're like, wait, I don't even provide that service. Well, we actually work directly with Google, so we argue on your behalf to make sure you're not getting charged for that. And if you were to get charged, they reimburse that within the 30 to 60 days. So that's the good part on there. Let's say you have a pause option as well. So let's say you go on vacation or you're getting too busy and you put it on pause and someone gives you a call from that Google guarantee, you do not get charged for that either. So it's really incredible service on there, both for you and the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm checking right now to make sure that's even available right now. So
what's the cost for, or does it depend on how valuable the job is?
No. So that's another great thing. Comparison to a lot of companies, they vary of each lead, right? Well, there'll only be one pricing for that lead and for those leads completely in general. That's it. Okay. So never fluctuate.
There's a flat rate for it.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's the cost per lead?
give me just a second. I'm trying to find this one here. Now, is it flooring that the only thing that you do, or do you do other, like, general contracting, or any, do you do any other services as well?
No, just hardwood flooring is all.
Hardwood flooring. Okay, hold on one second. Let's take a look here. I want to see if I can spin a few things. Give me just a second here. Because I want to make sure I give you exact pricing and all of it, okay? So hold on one second. I'm going to spin a few things on my end over here, okay? Give me just a moment. If I can grip this one. So many categories, you know, unbelievable here. Okay, so hold on.
Oh, I'm sure.
How? Got it. All right. It's a little pricey, but I want to plug it in here. So give me just a second here. So if it was to do this. So it will be $80 per lead. So they do have a minimum budget monthly. But that doesn't – so here, or at least it's available for you, man.
Are you – how much per lead?
It's an $80 per lead service on there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm not going to tell you something that's non-beneficial to you because I was – as you can tell here – I already know you're on the first page, man. That's not something – if I sell you the same service, that's just wrong in my part, okay? So I'm not going to do that to you. If anyone's trying to sell you on that first page right now, you're already there. I looked up five different categories on that. So that's – you're doing great on there, right? So you're looking, I would say, more for the quality leads that are actually going to buy. They're not going to be saturated either. So this is exclusive leads to you and your company only. Okay, so they're not going to be called upon or spread it out to other competitors that are also guaranteed on there as well, too. So it's very exclusive for you and your company. Now, like I said, everything we kind of spoke about, you know, these leads are, you're not chasing them, they're chasing you. So there's a call will come in. Let's say they clicked on Google Guaranteed to give you a call. You'll have a call come in saying, hey, Google Guaranteed lead. You would take that, and you can even say, hey, listen, this is a great lead. Great, that's fine. If it's not a good lead, it's not qualified to you, you let us know so that way we can go ahead and make sure you're not being charged for that lead. Okay? And that's how that part works on there.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, honestly. I hate to tell you that, but I'm not. Because I've already gone through this with Home Advisor, and it was just, it became too much of a headache to argue with them about whether or not the lead was good or not. I'm not interested.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. The only difference between the Angie's or Home, I don't know what's one bought out who, or Home Advisor on there, is that the one, your leads are being spread out to everyone, for one. Two, you're trying to chase down your leads, whereas this one, it's only one company, that's you. And the leads are trying to chase you down. That's the other part right there. And three, far as chase and saying, hey, listen, I don't want to argue with far as this being a qualified lead or not. No, you don't do any arguing. We do it on behalf of you for Google, working directly with them. So it's a huge difference behind that as well, too, which, I mean, obviously we have a really good relation with Google on there. We want to make sure that, hey, listen, if this is not qualified, you're not being charged. If any reason you are, we get that money back within the 30 to 60 day range as well, too. And that money rolls through over to the next following month if you don't even reach the qualified leads that you're paying for the month. So that whole difference on that.
Oh, go ahead. Have to pay any of them per month up front?
So up front to get started, it does take a while, right? Obviously, you have to, like I talked to you earlier before, you only have to do make sure you go through a background check and also have a business insured. So once those we set up an application. Application fee is one-time fee. You never see it again. It's only $250. So when you start that, it takes anywhere from 4 to 6, or I would say, our average we're supposed to say is 4 to 8 weeks. I have heard and seen it do it in 2 weeks. It just depends on how fast and quick you are on it by getting those that background check and their insurance proof of that to Google. That's it. Once you do that, then the paper lead starts and begins from there.
Okay. But I have to assure them a minimum number that I'm going to take per month and then pay for that upfront, don't I?
Correct. Yes, sir. So the minimum is 13 leads per month. So let me put that through again one more time here.
So 13 times 80 is what I'd have to pay out every month?
No, not necessarily every month, because remember, if you're not getting that all 13 leads, or if you need to put a pause on there for any reason, because you're like, hey, I'm too busy, this is working great, or this is not working great, I need to put a pause on there, then you're not going to be charged for the rest of that, right? It'll roll over to the next month. So the beginning, when it begins, yes, you pay that full amount. But after that, depending on how much leads you get, or depending on when you like to pause it, or if you like to continue, however you like from there, it replenishes from that point. It's almost like a secured credit card, I like to think of it as. That's the best way of explaining that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is that something you might be interested in then?
Well, I haven't done the math yet. What does that come out to per month?
So it'll be at 1,043 for the month of starting. But again, if let's say you don't hit there, and that's equal to 13 leads, strong leads that you're going to be having only exclusively to you. So let's say you don't hit that, you get 10 leads. Well, the other three, eighty times three there, what, $240 right there, rolls over to your next following month. So you don't have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Like I said, it's a lot different than what you've heard from Angie's or Home Advisor or any person on the market there. So that is definitely something that can really help and benefit you. Again, I'm not going to pitch something or tell you something that it's not going to do you any good, because, like I said, I'm a little different on there, man. Like, you're not going to do well with something else because you're already doing it all, right? Your Facebook ads and things like that, you already have stuff up there. That's great. You have a reputation. You're being seen. But this is probably the best route you can go. This is the elite of the elite for Google on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in order to get that started, we do have to do the application, right? Which I will send out to you. So in order to get started, it's just a one-time setup, which is your application. We're not even making money off that. It's just your application fee to get it started and running.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you'd be willing to go ahead and give it a shot?
Yeah. So, I mean, what happens with my website, though? It's no one's tending to it right now, because whoever was doing it before, I released them. Okay. So, okay. Who's going to be? You don't have anything to do with that part, right?
If that's a huge deciding factor for you, I will go ahead and even ask my higher ups right now to see if we can help out with that website. With that, okay? But if that's what it takes, man, I'm willing to go ahead and reach out right now. So let me ask right now. Hold on.
I don't think there's anybody handling it right now, okay?
At all, huh?
Or I'd at least them, okay?
All right.
And part of it is that, you know, to me, an SEO company doesn't just keep you on the front of Google. They consult with you each month and say, hey, you know, your bounce rate's really high. Let's do something. Let's work on that. Let's talk about this. What do you think we can do? Or here's what we think you can do, or whatever. None of them ever do that. They don't. They say they're going to do it, and then they don't get with you. They leave
right.
It up to you to communicate with them. And if you're busy, maybe you're not thinking about that, or maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you shouldn't even complain because you're busy. I don't know. But it just seems like whenever they call to sell you on the service at the beginning, and it's just a salesperson, right? Because after you get done talking to them, you never talk to them again in your life. They hand you over to someone else who's an account manager, and that account manager usually drops the ball. And they just sit there and collect mailbox money. That's how that works. You know,
so. Well, listen, man, communication is literally everything. So, not with us here. We not only you have me as a leader in your account, but you also have our techs to back you up Monday through Friday, like I said. And I already know our techs over here. I've seen their work, and I've seen how well they make things happen. It's incredible. So far as, everything else, it just speaks for itself. Google Guarantee is the best thing you can literally get. There's nothing above that. And so, and they do it right. That business module that they have going on, I'm not going to lie, like, it's the best I've even heard of myself. I own a business on the side of my own, and that's what we're doing myself. Okay, so I know it works personally, but two, I also see that, you know, as far as our team and what we do and bring to the table, we've been around for so long, we have an A+ in the Better Business Bureau, man. Like, it's not something that we paid for. It's something we've maintained for a long time because we're doing our job. We actually take care of the people. If there's any type of complaint or any type of issue, we address it right away because we know this is your livelihood. So it's in our best interest that you do well because it's month to month, no contract, right? If one and done, that sucks. I'm sorry to put it like that, but it's true. It sucks for everybody, right? You just threw money out the door. We got a bad review, and we lost business for a long time. That's a business relationship. So, no, that doesn't work out that way.
Well, so what's the
And just giving you a heads up, Jim, I made sure, like, your deciding factor here of helping you out with this website, they'll go ahead, and I got this approval over here to make sure we go ahead and help you with that. Yes. All right? So making sure, Jim. Oh, go ahead.
What would be your role in helping me with that? It would be a one-time thing to help me get better visibility with changing the website, or what would that mean? And how much extra would it cost and all this other?
No extra cost, man. Again, I'm not trying to upsell you nothing. I'm, like I said from the very beginning, I'm straightforward, straight shooter here. Okay, so we're going to make sure that you're getting really good quality leads through your Google Guarantee on the very top of Google whenever keywords, phrases are being searched. We'll conquer all of these words, keywords, and phrases, and you get to modify them whenever you want as well, too. And if you're too busy for that, our team will go ahead and do that Monday through Friday for you, okay? Again, like you said, communication is everything. So we can't read your mind, man. We can only give you some suggestions and things like that. But at the end of the day, if you want, you're the person that makes the decisions on there. You say, hey, listen, I want to change this word to this. Great. Let us know. We got you. Okay. But as far as the website on there, yes, I just got a full approval. We can go ahead and manage that. If you need help running some new pictures on there, if you want to put videos, more testimonials, hey, whatever happens from there, we can go ahead and help manage it for you. The only thing we need to have on our end is the manager access, so that way we can make those adjustments for that website.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So all we need to do today then, Jim, is go ahead. I'll run over very few minuscule things right now, send you the application, take care of the application fees today, set up a day where we can have our techs give you a call. I'll even try to give a call with them to introduce you guys, so that way you feel comfortable with everyone, and we can get this thing up and running in the right direction. How does that sound?
Yeah, I guess it sounds okay. I don't know. I mean, you know, I still don't understand the total of you know, where do you guys, how do you guys make your money? Do you just take half of what?
No. You want to be real with each other, man? The way we make money is by the longevity. So,
yeah. Aside from that, what is your take on it? How much do you make, and how much does Google make on it? I need to know that because, you know, I don't know how you can afford to do my SEO work as just a thrown in amount, right? You can't really do that. Some makes sense. Okay.
I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't know how much Google makes off of everything on there. That I don't know. What I do know is that through Local Splash as a premier Google channel partner, is that we make money by making sure that you're doing well and sticking with us for a long time. And it's not something like, okay, so for example, we're not making any money off of no application, man. That's just for you to get started, right? Now, your monthly payments and things like that, as you know, your payments, let's say, if you don't reach all those leads on there, that money gets replenished into the next month. It gets rolled over. So that money doesn't go to us at all. That's your money. Does that make sense? That's you're paying for those leads. You're paying for that service. That's what that is for. Now, as far as the company, how much they're making, I'm assuming very little because they don't make money. It's our thing. It's like, okay, you sign up. And then you leave within a month or two, then that doesn't do good for anybody. If anything, I think our company loses money from paying an employee, paying for all these employees and tech, the account manager team to back you up. I mean, just with that alone, you already see how that cha-ching is going up already on our end over here. So it has to formulate and go through for a long time. That's why we make sure, hey, listen, Jim, if you're ready to do this, we make sure we get this on doing it right and have you stay for a long time. If you're not staying for a long time, we lose money on that. Everyone doesn't do well, period.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what you asked, I hope I answered your question right here, man, and I'm being honest with you. So.
Yeah, where are you guys based?
Fountain Valley, California. Me, personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida myself. So we're all over the U.S. I mean, we helped over 11,000 companies throughout here. So it's not our first rodeo. This is something that we expertise in, and that's why we're a premier partner of Google.
Yeah, so what is your explanation again on okay, so right up front, it's 1,050 or whatever the heck it was. All right, that qualifies me for how many leads again?
You get 13 leads from that.
13
you
leads,
got it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And those are exclusive leads. That's the difference.
Exactly. Exclusive.
Right.
Yep, so, and they're chasing you down.
Problem.
You're not calling them.
That was the problem with HomeAdvisor is they would just spit out however many leads a person wanted, right? And then I was still, even though I was paying out money, I still had to compete with other bidders, you know. There were also paying out money to the same company, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah. Which, no, that's not right.
So often I had no chance of getting the lead even before I left my armchair, because maybe they've already hired one of the competitors that responded before I did or whatever the
right.
case may be. But I still got charged for it. And then if I would go ahead and, question it, more often than not, they would say, no, sorry, we can't help. You're going to have to pay for that one.
No way.
Chance to get the lead. Are you sure this can't happen through your service?
No, I can't believe that's even happening. So you would get charged even if you don't even talk to them or get the job?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what would happen. That's why I finally gave up, because
yeah.
I just not want to pay out money for nothing anymore. Even though it wasn't a lot of money, it was anywhere from $40 to $120. It was still enough that it added up to a lot of money, you know.
Holy crap. Yeah, well, that's going to kill your wallet right there. Just with that being said, alone. That's the thing with us. We're one again, it's exclusive leads, and they're chasing you down. That's the great part behind that. I mean, that saves a lot of time and headache right there alone. You know, and you can track it. Shoot, if you miss the call, you'd be able to call them back. Like, you know what I mean? and it's not going to be spread out. You don't have to worry about another company trying to hit them up because they know that they're looking for that service. No, it's exclusive. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I get that. Great.
I'm also not so naive to think that I'm not going to have competitors even if I go with your service, because most people still get three bids no matter how they get the leads. You know.
You know, you can be right regarding on that. Again, I'm truthful, man. You know, it can be right, but at the same time, Google is going to they check on these things, right? So when they give you a call, they make sure that that's that, right? They're not going to go to somebody else or spread them out themselves, okay? So that's the key part behind there. And the customer is knowing this. They're saying, hey, this person is Google verified. It's a smaller selection for the customer, and that being alone, they're not going to be shopping around as much. Think about it, right? Unless I go down to the local map section where you are with all the other guys over there. I mean, that's great. You're on the first page. You have your business, easily visible. But they're saying, oh, you got, look at these reviews. Look at this, right? Whereas instantly I look at Google Verified. Boom, they're going to get the job done, right? I don't have to worry so much more about saying, do I have to qualify them? They're already qualified. In my eyes, they're qualified because Google backs them up. They went through everything to back them up. And that's the beauty behind Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So not having a business license is okay?
Correct. Yes, sir. I just looked it up in the area as well. Yeah, you only need to be insured and go through a background check. As long as you're okay with doing those two things on there, then you're all golden from there. All we have to do is set up, pay for the application to be sent out to you, and then set up a tech call for our technicians to go ahead and work the magic with you. That's it.
Yeah. What happened with background check? Do they do a police check, or what do they do?
Nope, just background check. Yes, sir.
So what does that mean?
let's see. So here, I'll look into more depth down here.
The only reason I had a resisting arrest account against me many, many years ago, and it turned out that nothing happened from it. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
But it is nevertheless on my police record. That's why I asked about police records. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. No. Especially if that's that far along, man. I'll double check. I was gonna say, man. If that's even if like 7 years ago, so.
I mean, is that gonna affect me at all?
Not that far out, no. I'm trying to read through everything in the fine print as well, too, just to make sure, because the last thing I want is to go ahead and get something going and it doesn't work for you, man. So give me 2 seconds. I'm going to read through this right now. It doesn't seem like it is.
I want to find out what the parameters are of their background check. What does that really mean?
How
far?
I got you.
If they go far enough, they'll find it. So.
As long as there's no criminal record still, is it still like on there right now or what? Hello?
I'm guessing it's still on there. Yeah, I don't think it ever goes off. I think it's on there for life, unfortunately.
Okay, and it's not a criminal charge, right?
Well, I mean, it was a resisting arrest charge. It went to court and it was thrown out. So
you should be fine then, man. Yeah, okay. I was gonna say because I'm reading through it right now. So, no, you're seems like you're good, man. As long as you don't, even if I'm seeing on here, if you had a DUI on here before, then it's still okay. So, so we're green light on everything so far that I'm seeing here, and that's it. All we need to do is get you up there to get things started. Just please make sure, I mean, this beginning is everything. You need to make sure that you're communicative with our guys here so that way we can make this happen, okay? The beginning is everything to make it start quick, okay? Now, again, it's average for 4 to 8 weeks, but depending on how fast you work through all this stuff, especially you don't have to be a license anyway, so it could be even quicker, but just once you get that through, send. You don't even have to send it through by paper. You can email it as well, too. So they make it life easy for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go over some few things so that way our techs, when they talk to you, they're not starting from scratch, okay? I want to make sure that they're working on a few things right away. Now, on the account, Jim, let me make sure I have everything here. Hold up. Jim, what is the last name?
Abelan. I'm sorry, I'm paying attention to some texts that are coming in. So if I'm sometimes late to respond to your question, that's why. I'm just trying to still do business here while we're talking. So,
anyway. You're okay. And Jim, is it short for anything? Is it just JIM?
It's just JIM.
Okay. And what's the best email we can go ahead and send invoice and also future second form of contact for you?
So at the end of this, you're going to need a credit card number, right?
For the application to send out, yes, just for that part.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm going to need to think about this. I don't like to just jump into stuff real quick without – I don't even know who you guys are yet, to be honest with you. I mean, I
– Okay. That's okay. I respect that. Jim, I can send you an email with all the information, the pricing, all that for you right now as well, too, so that way you have a full understanding. I get that. Yeah, I don't want you to.
I pressurize me through. Okay? Through. I'm saying that through grit teeth. Yeah. Because I've been suckered into so many things through pressure that I didn't even need to succumb to, right? I mean, these people they want to close the deal and move on, right? That's you. Nah. Everybody. Okay? And I get it. Nah. That's how you make money. But I've been ripped off so freaking many times that I'm not doing it anymore, man. I'm not just going to jump into something just because it sounds good initially, and then I didn't do my homework and wish I would have, and then it's too late. I've already signed up for something, even if it's only for a month, right? you're talking to someone that's really, really, really jaded because I've been ripped so many times. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, Jim, I totally get it. Trust me. Like, you don't have to explain no more, you know?
Your service is the best thing that could ever happen to me, but I don't know that yet. Okay?
Here.
And all I've been taken a lot of times, and I don't want to get taken anymore. You know?
Jim, I understand.
But
trust me.
Like Angie and Home Advisor, okay? I spent $12,000 with those people, man. $12,000, you know? And, yeah, I got some work out of it, but it's
going
to pay back, you know?
No, yeah. I got you, man. I'm going to do this. First off, I want to make sure you see how legit we are and what people are saying about us. I'm sending you a link with my name and the company on a text message to you right now. Let me know you got it, okay?
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay. In there, when you scroll, you don't have to do it right now, but in there, when you scroll down where it says Google Ads Partner, you can click that icon, and you're going to hear it straight from Google, not from anybody else. It's not something you can fake. It's literally on Google's webpage. And they'll talk about our performance, as far as our spend, everything. I mean, to the T on this, okay? So even certifications on there, everything you know, need to know is that we are a legit company to make things happen, okay? And on that website, it'll show our proven success rate as well, too. Everything we talked about, you'll see that, hey, John was telling exactly to the T of everything, not over-exaggerating nothing, okay? Now, as far as the pricing packages on that, it's nothing to do with you on there because, again, if I was just trying to be a salesy guy and try to be sneak attack or something, I'd try to sell. I'm gonna be honest, man. Most salespeople will probably try to sell you to get on the first page of Google. But I'm telling you, I hope you understand and hear the sincerity of my voice when I'm telling you this, man. You don't need that because you are on the first page of Google. You already have your Google presence. What matters is seeing a good return now because that's not working out for you as well. So that's why I'm saying you need the elite program so that way you can actually get return of your investment. Period. And I also threw in the website to make sure that we can go ahead and modify, run promotions on there completely on the house. There's no extra charge for you, man.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're already looking at it, but I'm just telling you straight out, I'm coming from the heart on there, man. Okay?
Yeah, as long as you don't say the phrase heart of hearts, then I would hang up on you.
Stop. Oh my gosh. So
my wife is so funny. She hates that term because it's used a lot and it's the dumbest when people say in my, you know?
No, yeah.
That's why I heard
it. You threw me off guard on that one, sorry. Oh my god, I'm crying here. Oh my god. So anyway, are you already looking at this already here? I mean, I don't know what else I could do to show you and prove to you, man, that this is a real deal here.
Yeah. I gotta grab this phone real quick. Can you hang on?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey. Dennis?
I'm still here with you. Yes, sir. Hello, Jim? oh shit, you know,